Hey, man.
Yo, what's up?
Heard you, sell some stuff.
Yeah, what you want?
Told you, man.
Got everything you want. Check this out. Got plain. Yeah. I got pepperoni. I got sausage. And got anchovies. If that sort of thing, you know, does it for you.
I don't know. Well, I didn't come all this way just for a regular slice.
Come on, I got garlic crust, stuffed crust. What you want, man?
You got any special pizzas?
No. All right. I usually don't do this for first-time customers, but I got buffalo chicken pizza.
Oh,
spiciest shit you will ever eat, man.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, how much do you want?
Just two. Give us two slices.
Two.
All right. That'll be $5.
Okay.
Worth the money.
Yeah, here you go.
Here we go. Here's your pizza. Keep this on the DL.
Yeah. One more thing.
Freeze! Pizza police! Oh,
shit! Motherfucker. Mother pigs, man. Fucking narcs.
Slinging slices on the streets can get you 15 years, dirtbag.
You're going up the old saucy river.
I got a kid, man. Why the fuck else you think I do this shit?
Not my problem, scum. Get in the pizza mobile.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Ragnarok, episode 14, Revenge of the Necrodancers.
Ugh.
I'm scared of necro dancers.
I really hate those necro dances they do.
I hate belly dances even more.
You do?
Really?
Well, I like necro belly dancers.
Those are terrifying.
Yeah.
The belly's like rotting and stuff.
It not gives you more holes to put your penis in.
Anyway, I'm Alex.
I'm Eric.
I'm Meyer.
And I'm disgusted.
And that deep-throated, handsome laugh you heard was our guest this week, Joe Hogan. An official LucasArts licensed Star Wars artist.
Close, but no cigar.
Oh, you failed.
Close.
That is why you fail.
Close. Official Star Wars artist is the official term. Because Lucasfilm doesn't write the checks. So until he does, which he will, eventually.
But there are Star Wars artists.
Yes, there
who
are
get checks from
Star
him.
Wars artists that dabble in the properties that have the rights to those.
Gotcha.
To Dark Horse Comics. Top trading cards. That's
all right. Well, then we'll get back to you when we find a real Star Wars artist. But in the meantime,
see you guys later.
Joe will suffice. Well, no, but thank you very much for taking the time to sit down with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Obviously, we have a lot of Star Wars fans. We're all Star Wars fans.
Never
We've
heard
all
of
seen
it.
The movies. Except for Eric and Meyer, apparently.
That's the one with William Shatner, right? Is that the one?
It's Team Edward.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, it's the one with the sparkly vampires and the... Yeah. And the werewolves.
We're going to get a lot of hate mail. We don't get a lot of mail anyway. We're not going to get a lot of hate mail.
We only got one voicemail.
Yeah.
We did?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. From Derek.
Yep.
Oh.
Which we will play on the air.
At some point.
Eventually.
He won a comic book.
Yes,
we
he's going to get a free comic book.
We have to get that comic to him.
Anyway, let's talk about Joe for a little bit. Like we said, Joe is an official, not LucasArts license... Lucasfilms. I'm sorry, I keep saying LucasArts.
Neither.
Star Wars artist.
Star Wars artist.
So who are you a Star Wars artist for, then?
Well, right now, Topps Trading Cards. Those are the only official Star Wars thing on my list right now, but I'm actually going after Dark Horse very soon.
So. Oh, wow. Okay. And so,
good luck.
What do you do for Topps?
Right now, I'm doing 212 Star Wars sketch cards for Star Wars Galaxy 7.
Wow.
Basically, those are the inserts. What they do is they provide you with however many blanks you agree to do,
mm-hmm.
These blank cards that you do whatever you want to do, as long as it's, well within their guidelines, which their guidelines are awesome, by the way. I would like to make a quick note of that. But,
Could you draw Chewbacca getting fucked to death by Han Solo? Is that within the guidelines? Like, if he strapped a razor onto
I'll
the
have to check.
And stuff.
it's a little fuzzy, but okay. They're not super
like
clear with that one.
What about R2-D2 with a vibrator attachment?
You could disguise it.
I don't know. Anyway,
possibly.
You were saying. So.
But yeah, so you just do whatever you want to do, and, I'm not the only one doing it for every set. There's about 100, licensed Star Wars artists on each set, and they take whatever cards you do and randomly insert them into the packs of Star Wars Galaxy.
So there are only, what you said, 212?
So I'm only doing 212 for this set.
So there are going to be 212 packs with one of your sketch cards in
Correct.
It.
Correct. And these are shipped all over the world.
Wow. And so now, do you draw them card size, or do you draw...
Yeah, the blanks they provide you with are literally the size of a trading card,
mm-hmm.
and you just do however much or little you want to do with them.
And so now, do you color those, or is that just like a straight, like, sort of pencil sketch?
The,
I mean, it's a sketch card.
The contract states that the minimum you should do is just a pencil sketch, but since this is only my second set that I'm doing for them, I really want to put my best foot forward, and,
right.
you know, I'm doing my best to give each card, you know, a real full treatment, really show what I can do with each card. This way, somebody's going to look it up and say, oh, you know, if somebody gets my card in the pack, they're going to see it and be hopefully be blown away and say, right. oh, who is this guy?
Wow. And so now, what sort of things do you draw for that?
I mean, really, it depends on whatever I feel like drawing for the day. It's the characters are obviously the most interesting. I try to do something that you're going to, you know, if you're going through the packs and looking for something good, I'm not going to have a whole lot of Jar Jar Binkses in there. I'm going to do something that hopefully you're going to open up and say, oh, awesome, I got a Obi-Wan destroying, you know, General Grievous or whatever. Something along those lines. Something
you
that is
Obi-Wan destroying Jar Jar Binks.
That's a good one.
I would, if only the guidelines. I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, Jar Jar has his own guideline to just leave him alone. If you're going to draw Jar Jar, be nice.
So you're not allowed to improve the franchise?
No. All canon stuff, you know, anything that's been established in the... they actually do give you pretty free range. I mean, anything that's in the comic books, the novels, the video... Anything that's been established by official Star Wars canon. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily have to be from the movies. It can be, you know, an obscure character from, you know, whatever novel from the 90s, but chances are who's going to know who that is.
Right.
So it's better manners to do something that's recognizable.
Okay. And so now, what made you want to focus your art on Star Wars?
Well, I mean, like you guys, I'm obsessed with Star Wars. It's what I know. It's what I love. It's, you know, it just made the most sense. I mean, I already knew I was going to do art since the past 10 years, really, and, you know, it just made a lot of sense because Star Wars has its very hardcore, dedicated fan base.
Yes, it does.
And it was, you know, I hesitate to use the word easy, but it was easier to, you know, kind of get into bed with the Star Wars community, and at the same time, you know, I'm waking up and deciding if I want to do Luke Skywalker or Darth Vader today, and I can do both if I want to.
In bed?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's in the guidelines. I'm allowed.
So you said it was easier, but like easier than what?
It's just easier to make it because, you know, the hardest thing for an artist to do is to make a name for themselves to get more work. Once you start to get work, you're gonna network, you're gonna meet people that like your work and like your ethics and it'll just be easier to go from gig to gig. So, you know, the community is so big that when you do something for Star Wars, everybody sees it. Like, it's overnight, everybody sees your work, it's out there. So I hesitate to use the phrase far ahead of people that, you know, like I've graduated with, because there are people that are so much more talented than I am, and I've just been very lucky because of Star Wars to just be noticed and get all of these gigs, and it's just... It's Star Wars, man. Like, this is... I love Star Wars. I live and breathe it, so it's...
You are... Come on. I mean, Joe just showed us, which you can't really see over the radio, but he is wearing a Yoda shirt right now.
And I would have been if we weren't here talking about doing Star Wars art. I would have been wearing it anyway.
Which, you know, brings us to our next question. What is it about Star Wars that interests you so much, that made you want to devote your life to it?
Well, when I was younger, it was really just about, you know, escaping... You know, boring everyday life.
Lightsabers.
Exactly. Who didn't want a lightsaber? I still want a lightsaber. Everybody wants a lightsaber.
I want a Yoda.
It'd be awesome. But
not a Yoda, like just an actual Yoda.
Just Yoda. Yeah. Like
Yoda. Just encouraging you on your daily.
Stop petting me.
Like a real Yoda.
Sexual favors, you will.
So the puppet Yoda. So he has holes.
Sure.
but
anyway.
As I got older, I kind of appreciated the very real-world message that the original trilogy especially had, that, you know, your focus determines your reality. Whatever you want to do, you just go do, and that's what I'm doing. So it's unreal that, you know, Star Wars told me, you know, always chase after your dreams, don't let failure be an option, don't let it keep you down. and now, you know, my dream is Star Wars, and I'm chasing Star Wars, and it's this crazy cycle that's kind of feeding itself. It's awful and awesome at the same time, but it's I love it.
What Star Wars taught me was that your father's going to cut off your hand and be a fucking jerk to you.
It's a very likely possibility.
Luke has a very complex relationship with his dad. So you feel you embody the philosophy of do or do not, there is no try.
I wouldn't say that I embody the philosophy, but I'm certainly...
Your shirt does.
Yes. Better recognize. But I certainly believe it.
Okay. And so now how long have you been doing this, being a Star Wars artist?
Officially, just coming on a year. Because like I said, my first official gig was actually last year for my first Star Wars top set, which I actually did 264 in 3 weeks.
Wow.
Ooh. It was a marathon. I was waking up, going to the bathroom, sometimes not going to the bathroom, and just working for 18 hours.
Working on a toilet, that'd be more proficient.
Would have been, yeah.
Exactly. Now for that setting, were you doing card size again, or were you?
Yeah,
doing
it was the same thing. Actually, they started us off last year. I kind of got my feet wet a little bit. I haven't really worked traditionally for a long time. I always worked digitally ever since I graduated school 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, 4 years ago. Wow. I'd never even thought about it until how long it's actually been. But
man, I'm old.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I've always worked digitally. Like, it's just, I'm very comfortable with it. I like not having to erase. It's just control Z and do. It's awesome. And so I was very nervous about doing this. I mean, they liked my work, my digital stuff, but I was very, very, very timid about traditional stuff. And now I'm presenting my work to the entire Star Wars community to see, and for a lot of people, it's the first thing they're going to see from me.
Right.
And it was petrifying. So I did a lot of practicing before then, and they actually made my life a little bit easier when they suggested to do the Target exclusive cards. A large chunk of those, of the cards I was doing, were for Target.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the theme for that was obviously Target's marketing is all red.
Yeah.
So every card, the theme has to be red. You can have other colors and everything, but, you know, your shading should be in red, or red should be a very dominant color. So that kind of... It didn't have me as overwhelmed as it would have, where, okay, all I really have to think about is red.
Right.
So
a little bit of direct, rather than just...
Exactly.
Give us 260 pictures.
It wasn't like, do everything figured out, oh God, what the hell am I going to do?
I imagine there's a lot of Sith then.
Actually, yeah, everybody had a red lightsaber, even the good guys all had red lightsabers. It was pretty fun.
So. Everyone's evil.
Exactly.
Darth Juan Kenobi.
Darth Juan.
And so now, how did then, you know, you said you're doing this officially for a year. How did you become an official Star Wars artist?
Well, I did a lot of unofficial stuff leading up to that. Like I said, the Star Wars community is so big. It's so easy to just meet any outlet. You know, there's this fan page called TheForce.net. They actually approached me when Star Wars Celebration 5 was coming up. It was a couple of months before that. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. That's the big Star Wars convention hosted by Lucasfilm every couple of years, and they spare no expense. It's ridiculous. So I had posted some stuff in the fan art forum on TheForce.net, and one of the moderators, Matt Long, reached out to me and asked me if I was interested in doing a table banner for them at the convention. So I was really excited because it was my first like Star Wars art gig. You know, it was cool. And so I did it, and I went out there and met them, and, you know, went to their after party, and they brought me up on stage in front of like 500 people and thanked me for it and everything, and the whole Clone Wars voice acting cast took a picture in front. It was unreal for me. Like, I'd never really done anything like that before. It was unreal. And then a couple of months later, one of the official Star Wars artists, who he's Lucasfilm, he's one of the big guys. His name's Grant Gould. If you guys are unfamiliar with him, you should check him out, because he's unreal how good he is. He reached out to me on DeviantArt and befriended me on there, and just was really, really awesome. He was telling me that the editor at Tops is still looking for a couple of guys. He's like, so are you interested? I'm like...
Am Let I interested? Me think about that.
No, yeah,
for a minute.
If it wasn't like via email, I would have been like, you know. But so Grant got me in with those guys, and actually, ever since then, he's kicked me quite a few unofficial things, but things that got me in the public light a little bit more. And
that's great.
So because of Grant, you know, putting in a good word for me, that was it. I mean, it's who you know. It was unreal.
Damn. Wow. All right. Well, now, speaking of Star Wars, who is your favorite character to draw? You've done hundreds now of these top
scores. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Who is your favorite character to draw?
Actually, probably Yoda. He's just, he's so weird looking. It's awesome. I like, for the sketch cards, it's fun and quick to do the really weird looking aliens. But I like I said before, like I try to keep those under wraps. Like Ponda Baba has an ass for a mouth. He's so fun to draw. You get to draw an ass being in the guidelines. And it's official. And it's endorsed by Topps and, you know, in a way by Lucasfilm. Because Lucasfilm actually has to... So even though I'm not technically endorsed by Lucasfilm,
mm-hmm.
every time you do a trading card for Topps, you actually have to send it to Topps to be approved by Lucasfilm before you can show it to the world or before they're going to insert into the packs. Mm. So in a very small way, I'm endorsed by Lucasfilm, but I...
So they have to... Okay, so they still right. okay all your right, stuff right, right. before they send it out.
But, that's still but yeah, cool. To go back to your original question, Yoda, for sure, because he's just so awesome looking and he's...
And the funny-looking alien.
Exactly. Exactly. True.
Do you have a other than Yoda, do you have a favorite funny-looking alien?
I have Ponda Baba. Ass-mouth who would fix a fight in the cantina, sure.
Have you ever drawn the long-neck guys whose names I don't remember? What are they?
Which one?
I forget. They're in episode one, and there's just one long-neck
Yarrow Poof. Yes, I have. He's, yes.
Nice.
Last year, I actually did one of each of the council members.
Who's the guy that speaks in clicks?
Poggle the Lesser.
Poggle the Lesser.
I like that guy.
Have you drawn Poggle the Lesser?
I have. Listen, when you're nearing the end of your 200-something cards, you rip out the action figure bin and pray to God there's something you haven't done.
All right, how about, is there a character you haven't drawn that you want to?
Actually, this kind of blew my mind when, I mean, I've drawn her before, but I didn't do it for the set of, like, 260-something last year. I didn't draw Padme.
Oh.
And I didn't even like it. It just didn't register. I mean, I'm not crazy about the character, but I would have drawn her if I thought
right.
to draw her. So I actually drew her this time a couple of times already, just to
like make up for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, Padme. Here you go.
Fuck on a bit.
Natalie Portman's pretty.
She is.
She's attractive.
And so have you ever created any original characters for your drawings?
Yeah, actually for my senior portfolio, I did this Order 66 comic. I don't know if you guys know what Order 66 is.
I don't.
Okay, it's when the Emperor declares all Jedi to be traitors to the Republic in Episode 3. It's basically the turning point from when the prequels were bad to when the original trilogy was good. And sets up into motion, you know, the Jedi are outlaws, kill them on sight. Mm-hmm. So I did this, you know, 18-page comic of a Jedi and a clone off on their own, like on their own mission, doing whatever they were doing. And the clone gets the order, and it's just the two of them having this kind of all-out brawl, trying to, you know, the Jedi is just trying to figure out what the hell's going on, and the clone right. is just trying to, you know, get in close. He's got, like, the knife and the little... I can't think of what they're called, the guard for your fist.
Whatever those are called.
Whatever they're called. I did that story and didn't really think much of it and threw in this like one or two page thing at the end where, you know, the Jedi's twin brother felt it at the end and wants to investigate. Like though he was with the band of Jedi that were on the run and they wanted to figure out, you know, what was going on. And on DeviantArt it just kind of blew up. Like people I didn't think it was anything special, but people like really picked it. So what I'm actually doing now is writing a part two kind of thing where, you know, these Jedi that are on the run aren't going to be, you know, it's not going to be like a bad fan fiction where, oh, well, they're the most powerful Jedi next to Obi-Wan, Kenobi, and Yoda. These are going to be, you don't know about them for a reason. That's my excuse. You haven't heard of them because they're not anything special Jedi-wise, but they want to know what's going on. They want to find answers with how this happened. What can they do about it? What happened to the guy's brother? And
right.
So right now I'm going to try to do that sometime in March or April because I actually have a lot of really cool things coming up that I'm not going to be able to t- touched that yet.
But. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye out for those then.
Yeah, definitely.
And now, are you going to pitch that idea when it comes, like when it comes to fruition?
No, I mean it's really just something I'm doing on my own. I'm not married to the idea of telling my own stories. I need to draw them. I don't care if it's my story. I don't care whatever. If it's Star Wars, I'll enjoy drawing it.
Right. So you'll draw a Myers fan comic where Myers slash fic with Yoda and Baby Luke?
For the right price, absolutely. I'll do anything.
Throw in Chewbacca with a strap on, and there it is.
I don't think Chewbacca would need a strap on.
Well, he needs two penises.
We've presented
sure.
our...
He does need the two penises for the thing to work. You're right.
Yeah.
We presented our listeners with so many disturbing images.
But like Joe said, for a price, he can make them reality.
Oh, God.
Name your price, Joe.
Artist got to eat.
Now, will you not make them a reality if I pay you more?
Absolutely. The highest, consider us bounty hunters. The highest bid.
Meyer, you were going to give him $20. If Ryan offered him $25 to not draw it.
I have $26.
Ooh.
Ryan, this is going to go on for a while.
Yeah, okay. Let's get off that topic. So, what is your favorite Star Wars movie?
Empire Strikes Back, hands down. Mm-hmm. It's the story in the original trilogy, so it's good. Everything goes to shit. You know, Luke finds out that the biggest asshole in the galaxy is his father.
Well, in all fairness, I'd say he's the second biggest asshole.
True. Fair enough. But he's the guy following the orders, so I think he's just as bad.
Yeah.
So that guy's his father. He loses his right hand, which everybody needs their right hand. For whatever intents and purposes, you need your right hand, unless you're a lefty. Your best friend is frozen and basically arrested, and you don't know what's going to happen to him. Mm-hmm. And it's just, things go from bad to worse, and at the end of it, there's still that little tiny glimmer of hope where, okay, everything really sucks. We can recover from this. We can go do, you know, Luke gets the hand, it's like a symbol of healing, it's, you know, they're gonna go after Han, like, all this stuff, like, you know, even, like, the opening scene, Battle of Hoth, the Rebellion gets their asses kicked, and they're all driven into hiding, and it's such a real-world lesson of just, you can get kicked and kicked and kicked, and you just gotta get back up.
Now, would you say Episode 2, great movie, or greatest movie?
Attack of the Clones, greatest movie
best,
ever.
Best cinematic piece of history ever. You know, I don't hate it. If it's on TV, I'll put it on as background noise. But I'm not gonna put it in my Blu-ray player freely.
So what do you think it is? Obviously, you don't seem like a huge fan of the original trilogy. What do you think it is that differentiates, other than, you know, 30 years, the original trilogy from the new trilogy?
Oh man, that's actually a tough question. Talent. in all honesty, I feel like, you know, as much as I respect George Lucas for letting me play in his sandbox every day, I feel like his directing style has definitely changed. He used to be so hands-on, and even Empire Strikes Back was directed by Irvin Kershner, you know, who was very in your face and was very, you know, willing to listen to people's interpretations and kind of a go with the flow kind of guy. You know, it's just a mixture of the sterile environment now where everything is up against the blue screen. There's nothing real anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so hard to act off of somebody wearing a blue outfit and you're supposed to figure out, oh, they have moving tentacles. Like, that would distract me. If somebody had moving tentacles, I would want to know about it because I would want to act off of those. You know?
I would look at those tentacles. Like,
exactly.
That's not
but
right.
Like,
I'm going to look
that,
at those.
That would be good acting, though. You know what I mean? Like, if right. they were tentacles there and you knew they were going to be moving, you would probably, like, maybe do, like, a quick look like that. Like, it would be believable. It would,
right.
For that reason, like, just wasn't as convincing as it could have been. Plus, the script, you know, again, I'm not going to come on and badmouth the guy who hopefully will be my boss someday. But,
yeah, by the way, no one's going
yeah,
to listen to this.
He's not listening to this.
That's true. I don't want to have it on my record, though.
George Lucas is going to be sitting there listening to the podcast. So, they think I don't listen.
He's our only fan.
I was considering on going on next week, but now...
I was about to leave them a voicemail, but screw that. I don't want their free comics.
George Lucas probably wouldn't like me anyway. I've, like... I'd just be like, you fucked over stars, you son of a
George
bitch.
Lucas sends like, just an angry fan letter. Dear Ragnarok, I am not a fan of that Billy Mocker. Signed, George Lucas.
He really doesn't like my prequels. What's wrong with Jar Jar Binks? He's the greatest character I ever created.
I picture him just sitting there for half an hour looking at the mail like, George Lucas? He doesn't like Maya?
I gotta say, though, in the defense that this is the biggest fight I'm gonna put up for the prequels. In the defense of the prequels, the kids that grew up with the prequels love the prequels.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
We grew up with Ewoks. They didn't really bother us.
That's true.
But the people that were our age back then were like, what the hell is an Ewok? What is the teddy bears overthrew the Empire. Those people looked at the Ewoks the way we are looking at Jar Jar. And the kids growing up now that are into Star Wars because of the prequels and because of the Clone Wars, Jar Jar doesn't bother them. Because, essentially, they were for kids. The movies are for kids. You know, Jar Jar is that comic relief for Junior, who is, you know, Dad took him to see Star Wars, you know what I mean? So it's,
according to my parents, the first time I saw Return of the Jedi, I cried when the Ewoks died.
Because
I thought they were teddy bears dying.
That's heavy stuff.
Yeah. So now, you obviously know a lot about Star Wars. What is your favorite background character? You know, outside the main ones from the movies.
So are we talking about in the movies?
The expanded universe, too.
Oh, just, I have a lot.
With Devin Felth. He's probably my favorite.
Now, is that the stormtrooper that says, look, Sir Droid?
Yes, it is.
That is, like, all over the... Like, apparently all over the movie. He's that stormtrooper, but, like, he's on the Death Star later or whatever.
He's a stormtrooper with a heart.
I guess I shouldn't be too surprised that you knew who Devin Felth was.
Well, I honestly... But I think we discussed it a while ago. The last time I saw you guys.
Because he's become an in-joke for us. But so other than Devin Felth, because obviously he's the greatest character, who is your favorite background character?
Are you guys familiar with Shadows of the Empire? Which is the
game?
It was a game. Yeah. It was actually the tie-in novel that takes place between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. And it's written by Steve Perry, and it was so good that they decided that, okay, we're going to make like this whole multimedia project back in like 97. This was right before the special editions came out, so this was the first real Star Wars that Star Wars fans got in a long time. So it was just, if you read the novel, it feels like an original trilogy movie. It's amazing. But the Han Solo type character, because Han is off frozen in carbonite, so there's no smuggler.
Yeah.
His name is Dash Rendar, who is the guy that you play as in the video game.
Right.
So they actually changed the video game up a little bit from the actual story just to make it a better game. But he's awesome. He's like such a smart ass. He's so cocky. And he's got these like really cool shoulder pads. I just like his design. And so him and Kyle Katarn from the Dark Forces series, if you guys ever played on the PC, the Dark Forces and Jedi Knight. And
I play those.
They're pretty cool. So he is actually the rebel that got the Death Star plans.
Which one?
The first Death Star plans. He's the guy that actually went to the Imperial base, stole the plans, and then got them to Leia.
And then
Leia is off the...
Many Boffins died to get this.
That's the second one.
I just got schooled.
Second Death Star plans.
Well, I'm out of here, guys. I got a replacement.
All right, we have our new Star Wars guy. It's been fun, Meyer.
Hi, everybody.
And also, now, speaking of, you know, the expanded universe, what would you say is your favorite era of the Star Wars universe? You've obviously read the novels, played the games, and everything.
Not all of them. I've read quite a few of them, but I'm definitely behind on the most recent stuff. But
you've been too busy drawing playing.
Yeah, I'm too busy making money off of Star Wars to throw money at Star Wars, which is pretty awesome, by the way. I got to say, you know, I've spent, you know, almost 20 years throwing money at Star Wars, and now I'm getting about 0.001% back.
Just to start.
Pretty cool. Yeah, I got to start
something.
Somewhere.
It's more than a lot of people are getting.
Yeah. But,
I think the, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Clone Wars TV show. Like, that whole era. First of all, the television show right now is better. Like, any episode is better than any of the prequels.
I would agree.
It's really, really well done. There's just so much room for, you know, these characters that I was very fond of. Yoda, Obi-Wan, and Darth Vader, obviously Anakin at the time. You see them in their prime, off going and having these swashbuckling adventures that, you know, as little kids, we only imagined, oh my god, the Clone Wars. What was that like? You know,
right.
What was it like to see Obi-Wan really, you know, in his heyday? Like, I mean, I know we saw that in the prequels, but just, it's, the stories are so much better on the Clone Wars TV show.
Sort of doing the things that made them the legends they were.
Yeah, so. exactly.
In the Clone Wars, Anakin Skywalker doesn't annoy me as
he's
much.
He's awesome.
As, yeah.
Like, he's so likable.
Wait a minute, he's not a whiny bitch?
He's not an asshole.
No.
He's the guy that
like
everybody
Skywalker.
Knew. The way Ben Kenobi in A New Hope describes him to be.
Yeah.
That is Anakin Skywalker in the Clone Wars show, which is why it's so well done. It's really, really good. They're very true to that.
Because of that?
It's just a shame that they couldn't establish that in the prequels. But
yeah, you never got that Obi-Wan and Anakin were friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they just said they were friends.
Like a married
like
couple.
They always talk about, oh, remember these great adventures we had?
Yeah.
Like, then show the adventures.
Yes.
I'd like to see that. That
yeah.
sounds like it would be fun to watch.
I don't want
to
see this right now, George Lucas. I want to see the adventures.
Yeah.
But, my question.
Yep.
Well, see, my favorite thing I'm finding about any artist is their process of, like, how they make their art.
Okay.
So what's your process?
Process. Really depends on what it is I'm doing. For stuff like, anything digital, I actually have a Wacom Cintiq monitor, which is, if you guys don't know, if the listeners don't know, it's basically this monitor with this special pen that, depending on how hard you press down on it, you're actually drawing on your monitor. And you can get thick to thin lines, you can do really cool shading with it, and it's really, really awesome. So, you know,
Wacom tablet.
Yeah, it's a tablet, but it's an actual, like, monitor that you're directly drawing on the monitor.
So, so you're seeing what you're, instead of
yeah,
drawing
instead of
here,
like drawing, drawing down on the ground and looking straight at the screen, you're actually looking at what you're doing, and
that's pretty good.
I've used a tablet. I hate it. I hated using tablets. I couldn't stand it. And then I invested, after graduating, I invested in one of those. Worth every penny. So, start to finish, Photoshop, you know, I'll sketch it out, new layer, ink everything, and then just layer it all out. But if it's traditional, it depends. Like, even for some of these sketch cards, what I'll do is I'll open up Photoshop, and for any cards that I know I'm really going to spend a lot of time and energy on, I'll actually design them in Photoshop, get them just right the way I want them, then print them out and lightbox them and start that way. But most of them, it's just like, you don't have time to spend all day designing
right.
like Stormtrooper, so you just look like Stormtrooper, whatever, here you go. So.
Stormtrooper 7. Yep,
exactly.
You could do 100 Stormtroopers, just slightly different poses.
I'm sick of Stormtroopers right now, let me tell you.
They all look the same, though, so that's easy.
That's racist.
Oh, I'm not saying any inside, they're not...
Actually...
clones.
That's true.
Clone humor.
But they have different haircuts.
Sometimes they have different tattoos, and... Sometimes they like other clone troopers.
Which I gotta say, that's pretty cool.
Is it weird
actually.
That the clone troopers have better armor than the stormtroopers?
Yeah, clone troopers are pretty sweet.
It is.
Because they had like the different colors to denote their different ranks and positions and things. And then for some reason the Empire decided it would be better if they just made everything white.
They're also useful.
Yeah, they can actually, they can hit things.
Yeah, stormtroopers kind of went downhill.
It's like, clone troopers, you're good, but you're too distinguishable from one another, even though you're clones. So we're going to change everything to white PVC, and you just figure out who the boss is.
We're going
to
take away some of your chromosomes to make you less talented with firing.
With done training, just go.
You'll be fine. There's a lot of you guys.
We also changed the recoil on the blasters. Now, I know blasters shouldn't have recoil, but we added it. So that way you just shoot wildly. Like, if you aim straight, it's going to go left.
No more scopes. No more eyes.
Maybe that was the problem. You never saw their faces.
Maybe that
was the problem. Wow, okay, that was a bit of a tangent. So what have you been working on recently?
Well, tops for right now. I'm actually a little bit past the halfway point. This time I'm doing 212. I did 132 is the mark I hit today. So
Wow, nice. So
just days of 10 at a time at this point, and that's it. It's actually due the day before Christmas.
So you've got a little bit of time.
So, yeah, but they're they're actually based in Manhattan. So it's, you know, 40 minutes away. They provide you with this box to just overnight it, but I might just go the day of and say,
right.
Yeah.
You know, here you go.
So, you work on doing 10 a day?
Yeah, at this point, yeah. So this way I can do, you know, as much as I want. What sucked about last year was, you know, I had so many to do. I was doing between 20 to 30 in a day. And it was, this was during Christmas time too, so it was, you know, those were the days that I actually had time to work in those 3 weeks. And then it was, you know, I went on vacation with Alicia's family, and Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, all the family stuff, it was tough getting stuff done. But so I really had to compromise on what it was I could do. So now, you know, I scheduled everything out, 10 a day, do as, you know, as much as I can on every card. And so far, so I'm very happy with all 132 of them so far. So,
nice.
So working on that, and actually, probably this month, it's December now, right?
Yes, it is. December, okay.
Yes, it is.
I'm actually going to be receiving the same amount of blank cards from Upper Deck to do half for Marvel Beginnings 2, which is whatever Marvel characters you want to do, and the other half is for the Avengers movie. So nice. I'm going to be doing Avengers characters too.
But that's not Star Wars.
You know, it's not, but gotta pay the bills.
But it's money.
But you're exactly. The Star Wars artist, but, making...
Yeah, but I mean, Star Wars is to movies as Marvel is to my comics.
Yeah, but you see, now you're just confusing our listeners, because we plugged you as a Star Wars artist. Now you're saying you're doing Marvel, too. That's just...
I'm confused now.
Well, to be fair, this is actually my first non-Star Wars gig in a very, very long time. I've done a lot of commissions, like, just for, you know, for private people that just wanted something for their wall or whatever. I'm actually doing, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the 501st organization.
Mm.
So these guys are basically professional costume builders that are anal about getting every little movie detail correct about the uniform. But they also do a lot of charity stuff. And,
are they canon to the store now, too? Like, it's the 501st?
The 501st, the 501st, they were the small organization, and now they're actually the clone troopers that raid the Jedi Temple during Order 66 in the film. So these guys basically do a lot of charity work, you know, on the side of doing the costume stuff, and they actually are having me do last celebration. There was a big auction for all these big artists that did whatever they wanted to do to a Stormtrooper helmet. They could, you know, there was some guy that turned it into the Iron Man mask. There was a guy who turned it into this, like, Egyptian thing. There was an Avatar one. It was really, really cool stuff. So they actually welcomed me to do one for next year's. So I'm going to be doing that within the next couple of months. They're actually going to unveil it at Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con.
San Diego.
And, so I'm looking forward to that, and I'm actually doing something, I'm not allowed to actually say what it is yet, but I'm actually going to be working with James Arnold Taylor, who is the voice of Obi-Wan Kenobi on the Clone Wars.
Nice.
Very cool.
He's in anything. If he's probably done stuff for Bronies, I'm sure he has. He's everywhere. He was Tidus in Final Fantasy X. So
if I make a suggestion, I'm not an artist, but the Stormtrooper helmet, have you thought about making it look like a Stormtrooper helmet?
It comes that way, actually.
Well, so I would say like painted white, so it's like a Stormtrooper helmet.
Well, if it wasn't possible to already do that, they had to, you know, sign, they were very specific. They had to sign off on the idea. I actually had to submit concept stuff. So what I'm actually going to do for them is sequential comic book panels telling the story of Star Wars as you spin it around.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So,
how much penises are going to be on it?
As many as I can fit.
That's good.
But Disney-style penises.
Like Little Mermaid?
Where they're just like hidden in the back. Yeah, like a tower, like a palace or something.
An odd glow to the end of someone's lightsaber.
I'll fit it.
Is it just me, or does that lightsaber look like a dick?
All lightsabers are really phallic.
Right, but I'm saying none of them have bulbs at the end. Your Schwartz is as big as mine.
My lightsaber would have a little knob at the end.
Yeah, yours would. All right. This is our opportunity to shamelessly plug you. So, you know, you're talking about DeviantArt, so where can people find your stuff online?
Embarrassing because I haven't changed it since I was in school. So the DeviantArt name is X-Japan ROX, X-Japan Rocks, which is a heavy metal, a Japanese rock band from the 80s that are making their own comeback now. But, it's easier if you just go to my blog, which is I will be a Star Wars artist at blogspot.com.
I will be a Star Wars artist at blogspot.com.
It's linked on there.
We'll throw a link up on the show notes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so now you were talking about your comic that you did and the other pictures you've drawn. Can people find those on your website?
Yeah. I mean, on joehoganart.com, which is the official site, there's quite a few of those on there, but, I don't really update it that often, so my most recent stuff is actually on DeviantArt. So if you go to the blog, I will be a Star Wars artist Blogspot.com. I don't say it too often, so it's hard to get a little. I usually just hand people a card. Here you go. All that stuff is linked on there. If you go to DeviantArt, that's right on there.
Cool. And now, you know, you were mentioned about taking money anywhere you can get it and drawing, you know, Meyer's horrible ideas. So do you do commissions?
Yeah, I do commissions. I am doing a sale, quote-unquote, right now to pay for Christmas gifts, just to hopefully convince a couple people to jump in on that. I'm doing $20 sketch cards, which are usually $30. For every three of those you do, commission me, I'll do an extra one for free.
So, and now, is that the same size as, like,
These are the official size for Topps. They're not official Topps cards, but right. The same official size. And I do these things that I call them digital sketch cards, where they're just, you know, the same thing, but digital and really high resolution, whatever, however many characters you want me to squeeze on there. Those are $20 each also. And the other thing I do is a cinematic illustration, which is basically trying to make it look like a scene out of an animation or like a film or whatever. I have like the black bars, and I'll try to make it pop as well as I can. Those are $50 because those are a little bit more, and it's a little bit more involved. And
so $30 if I want a sketch card of me and a threesome with Padme and Leia.
Because there's a sale.
Oh, 20 is a sale, right?
So awesome.
So you have a threesome with Padme and Leia. I'm a threesome with Yoda and Chewbacca. All right.
I really don't know who comes out on top in that.
If you guys do a third, you get a free one.
That was a double entendre there.
I should want a foursome. I want R2 in there. That'd be nice.
Well, of course you want R2. I mean, R2's going to be in mine, too. Of course.
Oh, okay.
R2's in everything.
He's a given for everybody.
Yeah, he's in everything. Mm-hmm. He's got his vibrating attachment, so of course he's going to be there.
I'm just imagining the horror that will happen if you draw one of these for Alex and Meyer and accidentally mail it to the top.
You just call them up. That one of the weird guy in the threesome with Chewbacca and Yoda. Oh, you like that one. Never mind then.
I'm not going to sign that one. I don't want anyone to know.
I'll sign it.
That one's mine.
That's an anonymous one.
So I would like to go on record real quick before, before you guys kick me. Well, I'm not going anywhere because I'm going to stick around for part two. But
lucky you.
I would like to go on record and clear my name a little bit with something that was said about me.
Not
the last episode, but the episode before that, right? nostalgic remake stuff.
That's been like three.
It's a couple. Okay.
That was episode 10, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
when Ed split and half of him became your girlfriend.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my lovely girlfriend Alicia decided to tell the world, or the three people listening, that...
Hey, it's like five.
My apologies to the two I missed.
George Lucas is one of them. We've already said
that. Right. Sure. Well, George, if you're listening.
George Lucas, Will, and then three other people.
Alicia said that I was definitely going to name my kids Luke and Leia, especially if I had twins. Mm-hmm. I refuse to do that to my kids. I am not going to be the type of guy to force Star Wars onto my kids. If they like it, awesome. It's out there. It's going to be available to them. But I'm not going to be that guy.
So you're going to name one Chewbacca, and if he just happens to like Star Wars.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to pick really obscure names, like Dash or Kyle or something like that. Where like
Poggle.
Yeah, exactly.
This
Fonda.
Is Jar Jar.
Exactly. So if you're not a Star Wars fan, you're not going to know it, so it'll be perfect.
This is my son, Daffenfelf. Oh, that would be that's so adorable. I'm just picturing a tiny little stormtrooper.
Look, Daddy Jights.
He's gonna be a good father. I'm gonna get terrible. You're gonna like Star Wars, and you're not gonna like the prequels. And if you do, I'm just gonna punch you until you don't.
I mean, not to get off track or anything.
Go for it.
Are you even gonna show your kids the prequels?
I have to.
Is anyone going to show their kids the prequels?
I have to.
If so, what order are you gonna do them in?
I'm gonna go with the one I watched. That's I'm gonna go original and new.
I think I would do original first and then prequels. And then by the time I have kids, I might be able to show them 7, 8, and 9, too. Well,
let's hope not.
Lord knows that they're going to
have. George Lucas likes his money.
I think it would take something away from the original trilogy if you showed the prequels first.
Be surprised, though, because I was reading an article. You know, these kids are attached, especially now, the kids watching the Clone Wars. If they're watching the prequels and don't see episode 3 yet, they grow attached. And then once episode 3 rolls around, it, like, hits them really hard. Anakin's Darth. Are you kidding me? Anakin's Darth Vader.
But
the clone troopers are bad guys now. What's going? It's like this new.
But we see
plot
what we were saying before. The Clone Wars show is good.
Yeah,
everybody's good. Like, you know, even Palpatine. The kids don't know Palpatine is an asshole yet.
Well, then they just weren't paying attention.
Right,
that was pretty obvious. That was one even.
Yeah, but if you're 5 years old, I mean, I don't know if You can be able to differentiate one man, one old man from another.
That's
old
true.
Man.
But, you know, even up, I think episode one or two, they made it pretty obvious.
Yeah,
but
who was that? I remember someone saying a good order would be like 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, and then 6.
Yeah.
Sort of like a flashback.
Because, you know, yeah. after you find out that the Darth Vader is, you know, is Anakin, then.
Spoilers!
Oh, God.
Wait, he is?
Oh, God.
God.
Well, we have to throw out this recording. Let's start over.
All right.
Oh, guys, in case you didn't know, King Kong dies at the end.
Oh, you bastard.
I'm out of here.
Rosebud is the sled. And that was a spoiler.
Like. And Aerith dies.
Twas Lucas killed.
But anyway. You know, you find out Lucas Vader, and then you flash back until then, and then it goes to the six. Like, all right, this is how it concludes.
Yeah.
That's a cool way.
That's a pretty solid idea, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Joe. We have one last question for you.
Sure.
Apropos of nothing.
Oh shit.
I don't know. We'll be fair. Joe did see a few of the questions that we were going to ask him, so that you know he could sort of get his thoughts in order. Mm. But this one he has not seen. So Joe, we asked this to all the people we interview. We had this concept for something called the Graz. That's as far as we got.
Just a
that's a
lot of manpower and hours into that one.
It's a name for something. It sounds cool, but we don't know what it is.
I just came up. I came up with this name. Like, oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Let's just make that our thing.
So, what do you think the Graz is?
I have no idea what it is.
Am I just stream of consciousness?
Boom. What do you?
I'm thinking
Graz,
like
what
this.
Do you think?
This crazy. I'm gonna stay on the track of Star Wars. This like Star Wars looking rock monster.
Ooh.
Just something that just like materializes and picks up more rocks or whatever and gets bigger and the Jedi have to go fight him or something. I don't, this,
what was the
everything is related to Star Wars.
What was the thing in Jabba's pit?
The Rancor.
So like a rock Rancor almost.
Yes.
Rock core.
And like acquires more rock. If he's in like a canyon or something and you chop off his arm, he just like regenerates it and goes out like with a bigger arm from more rocks. Or,
that sounds
I don't
awesome.
I'm just...
I don't want to fight your Graz.
Then Luke would kill it, and then his trainer would cry, like, oh, God, my rock core.
How does one spell it?
We spell it G-R-A-A-Z.
Yeah, that's a Star Wars sounding thing.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It could also be G-R-A apostrophe A-Z, and it'll be Graz, which would also be a Star Warsy thing.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, well, Joe, thank you very much for taking the time to sit with us.
Thank you guys for having me.
A great conversation.
It's a pleasure.
And if you want, you can stick around and watch Ryan and our friends make total asses of themselves.
I'll see you guys later.
Damn it!
No.
I told you not to do that to me.
I am absolutely going to stick around.
It's gonna be terrible. We're gonna eat some very hot peppers.
I
haven't done it yet, but I regret it already.
What's your thought process right now, Ryan? What's going through your head?
Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. I'm not
gonna
be able
to going for another hour.
I'm not gonna be able to taste anything for the next day.
Alright, folks. So
it's
we'll be
at the other end.
Yeah. We'll be back in a few minutes with the capsaicin challenge.
Oh.
Sorry, Ryan. Welcome back to Ragnarok. We are here and proud to present the Capsaicin Challenge. We have Meyer, Eric, and Ryan here. Joe decided to stick around so he can watch us all make asses of ourselves.
Wouldn't miss it.
We also have Ragnarok regular Will Wilson is here with us.
How you guys doing?
And friend of the show, Chris Baumler.
He's also this expert.
Yes, our resident pepper person. Likes
the
peppers.
Official... How's it feel to be the official...
Yeah, you're our official pepper person.
That's really just fantastic, guys. Thanks.
You guys can't see it, but Chris is crying right now.
Tears of joy.
He's so honored.
Well, he looks like Adam Savage. That's good.
Now,
that's
just
something.
So you guys know, capsaicin is the chemical in peppers that makes them spicy. And capsaicin The amount of capsaicin in peppers is measured in Scoville units. Now, just for some comparison, a jalapeno pepper has between 2,500 and 8,000 Scoville units per pepper, depending on how it's grown. What we have here is all of our five intrepid eaters here have a slice of pizza that has been sprinkled with the dried flakes of the Butjolokia pepper, which is known as also known as the Chilean ghost pepper. That has a Scoville rating that tops at just slightly over 1 million Scoville units.
Good idea, guys.
Pure capsaicin is at about 16 million.
Yeah, and I think pepper spray is at something like 5 or 8 million.
Yeah,
something
that's
like
law enforcement grade pepper spray.
Yeah, so
that you use to spray college protesters who are sitting on the ground.
Yeah. What a fucking jerk.
Yeah. So anyway,
commentary.
Just so you know, their slices have been sprinkled with peppers that top 1 million Scoville units. Ugh. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, Eric and Meyer each have half a slice.
Yeah, but I don't eat spicy stuff.
Right. Eric and Meyer do not eat spicy food.
So this is
Ryan kind of enjoys spicy food sometimes. Chris is, as you said, a spicy food aficionado. And Will is also a big fan of spicy food. Now, the only rules we have established for this is that each of the gentlemen participating has to finish their slice of pizza. They have drinks. They're allowed to drink as much as they want. Will even has brought some hot sauce with him because apparently he's a stupid motherfucker.
And he's putting more on it? Are you going to put more on it, Will?
We'll see.
The option is there. We also still have more of the Butjolokia flakes. So if anyone feels that their slice of pizza just isn't spicy enough, feel free to just spice it up as much as you want. But everyone has pretty much the same base amount of peppers to start. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to count you in.
Oh. And then we count like 80.
No. Everyone ready?
Yeah.
Three, no. Two, one, chow down.
Oh.
And they're off.
I don't, I'm not a religious person, but I'm going to pray to God that I survive through this.
How's it tasting, Meyer?
Oh. It's all right so far.
Oh, I'm getting it.
I was going to say at the start, I don't think I got any flakes in this one, and here they are. Oh, no.
There they go.
Mm. Oh, dear.
Wow.
This is hot.
This is pretty hot.
No, it's not.
Meh.
Will, you just had three different opinions in a matter of 10 seconds. This is hot. No, it's not. No, it's kind of hot.
No,
so,
this is hot.
Yes, you did say it was hot.
No.
You just said, this is hot.
I'm going to keep my mind off this, so...
Hate, right?
Star Wars.
What do you got?
Remember that time Luke challenged Darth Vader to the capsaicin challenge? And all they did was eat hot peppers?
all right, so give me some more of the peppers.
Oh, Chris is adding more pepper flakes.
I kind of need some more, too.
Wow, okay.
Me and Myers
I'm,
like, oh.
I'm not getting the full effect of this.
It's my mouth getting hot.
It is hot. Like I taste it. It's just more of like a light burn.
It's probably because it's also on pizza.
Yeah.
All right. The bread's probably nullifying it a little
bit. Let's get the worst of it then. Put it on.
Yeah, fine.
All right. If I'm getting fucking screwed, put some more on.
Maya, you're trembling.
Well, I don't like this.
Well, I see people do this and like freak out and...
Really
I was nervous, but this is really not nothing.
Is that?
My hot sauce was worse.
Yeah.
Alright.
Maybe it was bad when I had one flake because...
I don't think there's a lot on it.
It was by itself.
We can fix that if you want, Meyer.
Alright, do it.
Here.
Meyer, that's
trouble. Me and Meyer are slightly getting ballsier and ballsier. We're going to regret it.
I'm a man.
So, there it goes. Holy fuck.
I just want to be certain, Maya. You want me to add more pepper to this?
I'm a man.
All right, don't do it over your drink, though. Don't hold it there.
All right. I'm a man, so if you call me a... As long as I'm not a mouse.
All right, there you are.
Oh, okay.
That's fine.
All right, I want everyone to just remember, Eric said load me up.
Not super load.
That's what she said.
Oh, wow.
That's better.
That's really load. Oh, that's like ultra load.
Alex, one more in there, please.
I just loves loads.
There you are, Will.
Whoa! That was on my tongue. That was a pepper on my tongue.
Alright, here we go.
Pass me the cap there.
Yeah, I don't think here. Load me up some more, too, because...
You guys obviously aren't doing it right.
I don't
want to do it on top of Chris,
yeah,
either.
Yeah, probably. I want to spice Chris up.
That's a lot of pepper on my tongue.
Oh, God.
Hey, go ahead. I can't be
Oh, God, it just landed on my tongue. Oh, dear. Oh, fuck.
I got one flake, and it kind of felt like somebody was squeezing my tongue with a spiked glove.
There it is. In the words of Chris, there he is.
I gotta finish.
Well,
I just wanna...
no one made the peppers.
God did. Why?
Will? A little more.
All right, Will wants a little more.
I gotta finish it.
You're almost done, Mike.
Holy shit.
The stuff at the very end, there's just so much.
Oh my God, one of them got stuck in my tooth.
It's just perpetual fun, Ryan.
Myers did it.
Oh, jeez.
Myers done.
There it comes.
I'm sweating right now.
Oh, yes,
I wish
me
you
too.
Could all see the look on Myers. Myers taking off his sweater. Myers feeling the heat.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh my God, that's...
It hurts to inhale. Oh, I think someone set my tongue on fire.
All right, Will is the first
good.
To finish his full slice.
Yeah.
Chris is not. Chris just finished too.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to savor the peppers, God damn.
Why?
What am I doing? I
is that a tear, that friend? In your eye, friend. Well,
getting a little more of that, Ryan?
Everything in my
that's
mouth.
That's it.
From the Star Wars.
It's official. My whole head has started to leak.
Yeah. Actually, the pepper itself or the flake is actually worse than
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
Will, would you like a drop of pepper just straight in your mouth?
I just took one. There was some left over in my pizza.
No, I mean, do you want me to just sprinkle some right in your mouth?
No, there's like some on here. I took some of that.
That was terrible.
Chris, what do you think? You've been pretty quiet.
Oh, there's a load.
It's really not that bad.
Put the pepper on your
it's
tongue.
Pretty good, actually. Here, put it in my hand, and I'll lick my hand. I don't want it to get in my eye.
All right, Chris.
That would be
good.
Bad. Oh, wow.
That's
wow.
good.
That is an amazing heat.
I'm so unhappy right now.
Eric,
amazing
I'm really over
hot sauce.
I haven't even had anything to drink.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
I need another cup of iced tea.
I'm crying.
Well, unfortunately, Eric, refilling will make too much noise for the recording.
What?
I said refilling will make too much noise for the recording.
I'll be the quietest pourer in the world.
Meyer is fanning his mouth right now. I don't think it's going to help.
I don't. That I see.
Really not bad.
The love
my,
of God
over my, here. My lips are burning and stuff, but it's not that bad.
So, Joe,
look
what,
how much we put.
What are your impressions?
I still have another bite.
I'm never doing it. Ever. Oh, Joe, you should do it.
Stay the hell away from these peppers. They're little
right.
sons
it's
of bitches.
It's official. Joe is smarter than everyone else.
But we're men?
Kind of.
I don't think I can finish this.
Eric, you have to finish it.
It's only a half like mine finished it.
Eric, that's one bite. Just put it in your mouth.
Oh, look, another pepper.
Get the crust.
I was
crust
like,
how do you eat crust?
You're eating the crust.
Once it got really
yeah, the rule, slice. Eric, was that you have to finish the slice.
Oh, but that's not even part of it. There's no pepper on the crust.
We can fix
I
that.
Just don't eat crust.
It's just
it's
bread.
Dough. It'll make your tongue cool off.
Okay, that's convinced me.
It feels like my lips are burning away.
I
well, you probably haven't had the right crust there, because
once it started
really
getting
good.
Really hot, I was like, "Fuck it! I'm just gonna finish it," because I know that I am not gonna finish it now. If I wait,
it's already cooling off.
Is that a good idea or a bad idea?
Oh, it didn't really bother me.
Well, I'm a man. I finished right. it.
So who wants to try the hot sauce?
No.
Chris?
Yeah, bring it on. Here you go.
All right, just,
am I just drinking it? Is this what
just,
your,
just so you know, Will brought some jalapeno hot sauce.
Just do the cap. Just drink out of the cap. Just drink a shot out of the cap? Yeah, there you go. That sounds like a really bad idea.
And you're going to do it. Now, for you listeners who don't know, Chris is the guy who in high school used to eat packets of pepper.
That was an
that's
attractive
hotter than
sound
the flakes, for sure.
Chris actually tasted that.
Oh.
Maya, you still don't look very comfortable.
I don't. I'm not. I'd rather watch episode 2 right now.
Would you rather watch the
Let's
Star
go.
Wars Christmas special?
Yes. Honestly, I'd rather watch one holiday special than episode 2.
Right?
So.
Wow.
Drink the hot sauce.
What did you think of the hot sauce, Will?
Oh, I haven't got the hot sauce yet.
Episode.
I don't need to.
Yet?
Yeah, well, Ryan, do you want a cap full of the hot sauce?
Absolutely fucking not.
I got excited there for a second. I thought you were saying yes.
It's exciting, though, now. It's
good sauce.
We're always getting used to it.
Okay. Do hot sauce? I'll do hot sauce.
Hey, Eric, are you getting hiccups?
Were we getting those ice cream bars anytime soon?
That's your prize for after.
They did finish.
Yeah, but we're still recording.
I.
Why can't they eat them?
Because that wouldn't be funny.
Yeah, it's hotter. Yeah, right? That's quite
Ryan,
a bit hotter.
It's
quite a bit hotter than the flakes.
Ryan, I think you
so if anybody sauce. Wants, it's called Dwalkia sauce. It's by Unique Destiny.
Thanks, Will, for pimping out this pepper. We're getting nothing out of this.
Yes, just so you know, we're not getting any money from
not
this.
Any money.
We don't get any money from anything.
But go to dragonsboilelixir.com. It's
and
it sells good hot sauce.
We got our Jalokia flakes from ThinkGeek.com. It's the Sonoran Spice Company boot Jalokia flakes.
So, Joe, would you say episode 2 is the worst movie of the franchise?
I really don't like Phantom Menace.
I don't know. I don't like Phantom Menace, but I just hate Attack of the Clones. It's so boring and it's just crap.
It's like comparing apples to bullshit, though.
Chris, yeah. I mean, Eric, how are you feeling?
I just have a creamsicle because I actually just kind of want.
Not yet.
All right.
Oh, come on.
Okay. All right.
Meyer, the burn's going down.
Yeah. I'm good.
The pepper
I re-enhance my burn, so...
Pepper flakes are actually starting to fade.
Not for me.
Yeah, it's better now. It's subsiding.
I give him a shot of the sauce.
I had a shot of the sauce.
No, give it to Meyer. He'd like it.
I don't think Meyer would like it. So, Meyer, what do you think? Are you a spicy food guy now?
No.
this
only
changed
half an
your
hour.
Opinion?
I mean, maybe I'll try spicy stuff once in a while instead of never now, but
you're not going to go straight for the boot.
Oh, wow, stuffy.
No, probably not.
Now, with the Jalokia sauce, Will and Chris, do you actually taste something before you get the heat, or is it just like pouring molten lava?
No, I tasted something. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it tastes good hot sauce before you actually get to the heat.
Go for it, Ryan. You know you want to.
God damn it.
Oh, I'm so
if you don't want, I got the
No, computer. No, no, give him the Jalokia.
Give it to him.
It's too late. He already agreed.
Would you ever get a Storrs tattoo? I'm thinking I'm getting the Death Star right there. I'm gonna get the Death Star.
All right, Ryan's gonna take a cap full.
But
of
the question is, which Death Star I want to get?
Yeah, get the second one. It's more interesting. Looking.
That's true.
It is. It's not just a circle.
Oh, there it comes.
Now, Ryan, what did you taste before the burn?
It's really whoa.
What did you taste before the burn?
Anger.
Pure unadulterated hatred.
You might want to give him a minute before you ask him to talk.
It's got
Ryan.
It's got like a really deep sweet kind of a molasses like flavor.
Should I do it?
So it lulls you into a
but
false
it tastes
of
it tastes like it tastes a little bit like hot sauce.
Should I do it, Ryan, or no?
It's actually not that bad. I kind of feel like my mouth... My brain is just, like, shutting down all the information coming from my mouth right now. It's just like, oh, so levels are...
Abort! Abort! Abort!
Well, Eric's definitely not going to do the hot sauce, right?
Oh!
All right, I'll be more of a man than Eric. Pour me an ice
tea.
Pour me an ice tea. I'm gonna be a man.
All right. All right, Meyer. There you go. Just pour yourself a capful and down it.
That definitely refreshes the heat.
How are you feeling now, Eric?
I just had three glasses of Arizona in the last like 5 minutes.
Is it starting out?
Meyer caught on.
A little bit. Yeah.
Squish it around on your tongue.
What are
you
on, Chris?
Pull the stuff out.
It caught on for you,
Meyer. Before you swallow it, swish it around your mouth.
He asked
it
me to pour the rice
it
in.
It spreads the heat around and makes
it
more tolerable.
Really?
Where's the catch of this thing?
Meyer's like, I don't believe that.
Meyer's like, but I don't want my whole mouth
there.
Well, rather than just... See, if you just get it on part of your tongue, it feels literally like someone's taking a spike and nailing your tongue to the bottom of your mouth.
There's Meyer, a bit, just do it.
There's a bit right here.
I don't want... Now I have instructions. It's like, do this, but not first... Do this terrible
just
thing,
do
and now...
Just do what feels natural, Meyer.
Yeah, do whatever you want. You're gonna regret it either way.
Means don't drink it.
And finish it.
Oh.
It hits you like a couple of seconds after. It's hitting him.
You can see it in his eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, oh my god.
Meyer is turning red now.
Meyer did give a thumbs up for a second, but I feel like it wasn't very genuine. Meyer can't even speak right now.
Oh, that's why my iced tea has been making it worse. There are pepper flakes in the bottom of it.
Did you guys do that on purpose?
No.
No, that was probably me.
That's awful.
Your lips are burning? Meyer's face is not pleasant.
My eyes are tearing, my lips are burning. It's not good right now.
Ugh. Meyer kind of looks like he just got pepper sprayed.
Oh, God.
I feel like I was a kid sitting down at school, protesting, and then some jerk just sprays me.
You know what the worst part is? Like, I could feel, like, a part of my lips and, like, a little bit of my tongue where I got pepper, but I haven't eaten any of this shit.
I have this space right on the top, right in the right corner of my top lip where I guess a pepper flake got, and it burns on the outside of my mouth. I'm just like,
yeah,
no.
That happens. Allie was just kind enough to hand out creamsicles that Will brought to everyone.
Oh, thank God.
To help cool the burn.
Thank you so much.
Bro. Right away.
Thanks, guys.
That actually does shut down the heat really well.
Doesn't matter?
Yes.
There's a few left.
It's better than nothing. Before it was burning, now it's better.
Works pretty much right away for me.
So
worked right away for me as well.
For all you people listening out there, If you're ever dumb enough to eat some Jolokia hot sauce, or like just a straight cap full of it, buy a box of creamsicles before you do so.
Maybe two boxes.
Yeah.
Now my brain is working again, so I have time to think now. So
how do you feel, Meyer?
I'm not good. Pretty shitty.
Speaking of shitty, you're gonna get a second round of fun later on.
Tomorrow.
I'm never shitting again.
That's good news.
Don't come near me.
That was awful.
But I would do that again. Not the cap full of hot sauce.
Yeah,
I would
probably,
like, I would mix that with chili. Oh, God, that would be really good.
We have been making a list of what we could have put the peppers on for this challenge.
Salsa.
And one of the things Alex was so kind to add onto the list was other peppers.
I figured if you just took some of the boot jalokia and sprinkled it on a habanero, it would be extra tasty.
Do it right.
Exactly. So, Meyer looks like he still needs a second to compose his thoughts. So, Will, what was your final thoughts on the boot jalokia peppers?
They're pretty hot. The hot sauce is actually much hotter than the flakes, I think. But I also believe that's because we put the flakes on pizza, which has bread and tomato
and cheese,
stuff, and, cheese and everything. So that kind of mellowed it. As with the hot sauce itself, it's just straight up pepper. So I'm going with hot sauce hotter and definitely burned.
Now, did you actually like it? Is this something you'd actually put on your food for just because you want?
Oh yeah. Definitely.
Alright. Eric, what'd you think?
I don't like hot things at all. It was, like, hard to convince me to even do this. I only decided just before when Meyer decided he was going to do it that I would do it. And I would not do this again, because I can't stand spicy, and this is very, very, very spicy.
And do you think you'd try something less spicy in the future?
Maybe. I think there's a lot of things that are less spicy, so I couldn't not.
Would you have spicy foods, knowing with less spice, like maybe jalapenos or habaneros?
I don't know if I'd go with jalapenos. Those are still pretty high. Maybe, I don't know, maybe.
Jalapenos are like 250 times less hot than the boot jalokia.
250 times?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2,500.
Oh, you said 2,500. Okay. Maybe. Yeah, I guess. It couldn't get any worse.
And Chris, what did you think?
I thought they were good.
So you would put that on your food?
Yeah, all the time.
Nothing special for you?
They were actually pretty good. Usually, I put hot stuff on, hot peppers or sauce, and it's not hot enough. That was good.
So that was just right for you?
Yeah, that was just right.
Now, Chris, are you a non-taster?
What?
Are you a non-taster? Usually, people who are really into hot things have fewer taste buds per average unit of area on their tongue. So they don't taste food as strongly, and they use the capsaicin as a way to just sort of get some kind of a sensation out of eating.
It's all news to me. I don't know, maybe.
Chris just has a mutant tongue. Ryan?
I'm in pain right now. I feel like I've been to the dentist because my lips are just like... You know that feeling you get after the dentist gives you a shot of Novocaine where your lips swells up and you can't really feel it? That's how my face feels right
numb
now.
Numb is the word you're looking for.
Numb. Yes.
So that would you eat those again?
But numb, before I get to you, numb is not exactly the right word because it's pain. I don't feel anything except pain.
I was saying no to Ryan that, but now I understand. Yes, that's the feeling I'm feeling right now on my lips.
Numb pain?
Numb pain.
It's numb but burning numb.
So much pain that it
almost like if you stuck
else.
Your hand in a pile of snow and kept it there until it hurt.
Burns yeah. So good.
Yeah. So Ryan, would you have those of the boot jalapeno peppers again?
If they were mixed with something else, sure. Like I said, I would definitely take that hot sauce, mix it with soup or chili or something, not just take it straight, salsa, anything.
All right, and Maya, you definitely had some of the most visceral reactions. What are your thoughts now?
The only reason I didn't was, I guess I like to man up, as it were, to...
Peer pressure, if you will.
No, I like to challenge myself. I don't do it for other people. I do it right. For myself. I like to...
You said everyone volunteered, for you listeners at home, everyone volunteered to do this.
Yeah, I like to challenge myself and see how far I can push my body, and this was pretty bad. I have a tattoo, and that wasn't that bad. I have a pretty high pain tolerance, and
you were sweating.
This was bad. Oh, I couldn't do this.
So you wouldn't eat them again?
Not the peppers were fine. The ghost peppers. I could do it again because it was subsiding. It was bad, but it was subsiding. But that straight sauce was. That was a whole nother level. That was awful.
All right, so no straight shots of hot sauce.
I mean, I could do the ghost peppers again. I mean, but
it's the same chili, though. It's the same thing.
But it's prepared differently.
Yeah, the sauce was awful.
Yes.
So there you go, folks. If you want something really hot, go with a sauce made from the jalapeno peppers. Or you can just try to find the pepper flakes, which are apparently slightly less hot, but still really fucking hot.
Or if you want to kill yourselves, just get the extract.
And pour it in your face.
Or, go to UC Davis and sit in the middle of the sidewalk.
But just think, even if you got some of the boot jalapeno in your eye, it still wouldn't be as bad as getting pepper sprayed.
Yeah.
It would be 1/16 the pain of getting pepper sprayed. So, that's just food for thought, I guess. All right. Well, this has been our capsaicin challenge. Thank you, Will and Chris, for coming by to participate and... Hope you enjoyed your free pizza and creamsicles.
Yeah,
we did. And we'll be back right after this.
Joe, thanks for hanging out.
Yeah.
Got a creamsicle out of it.
There you go.
We got shows.
And you got to watch us all...
Exactly.
Well, not all of us.
No, we should have asked Joe.
Everybody, and welcome back. Whew. I'm still sweating off some of those peppers.
Yeah, those were pretty bad for you guys.
Oh. It was not fun.
No, it
I enjoyed it.
Okay. And you didn't have to. You didn't eat the peppers.
You're welcome. Like 50
I think that's a direct correlation there, actually.
Yeah.
So you're welcome, 50 people who listen to this.
Hey, we might. Hopefully, we'll get more from Joe.
Alex,
53.
Alex, ooh, bringing it with the Schadenfreude there. Okay, so we've put together kind of a special entertainment bit for you all out there. A little something that we call a Ragnard Lib. So I have a list of words that I need from Eric and Alex and Meyer, and I'm going to plug them into a little story that I wrote, and then we're going to read them.
It's a completely original idea we came up with.
Yeah, it's kind of mad.
It's crazy.
Just libbing things like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
But not in a previously copyrighted way.
No, not at all.
All right, so the first thing I'm going to need from you guys is an object in nature.
Boulder.
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 How about a boulder?
Oh, nice. That's even better than Eric's suggestion.
Oh, sorry, guys. I dropped the ball on that.
All right. Something you'd find in a garage.
Dead body.
Dead body.
Sounds like my garage. I mean, sounds like Ed's garage.
Oh, man. Ed's always killing.
He's not here to defend himself.
Nope. Hey, guys. Remember the time we went in Ed's garage and it was just full of dead bodies?
That was crazy.
We should have called the cops, but we didn't.
Yeah.
That was unsettling. Now I need an adjective.
Dead.
Okay. This is taking a dark turn.
Yeah. Okay, now I need a noun.
Pencil.
Transitive verb.
Don't know what that is.
Verb that takes a direct object.
See, this is where I have to painfully admit that I was never taught parts of speech in school.
Why you front this one, Ryan?
Okay,
some examples.
Operate. Operate.
There we go.
All right, that's my favorite transitive verb.
Wasn't so easy, was it?
Something that annoys you.
Ed. Hi, Ed. Hope to see you back soon.
Plural noun.
Eds.
Dead and Ed's and Boulder.
No, I need a body part.
And operate. Hand.
Penis.
Ooh.
Penis hands.
I'm going to go with penis hands.
Penis hands, all right.
All right. Now I need another transitive verb.
Operate.
That's the only one we know.
Now I need another adjective.
Green.
Transitive.
All right, now I need another body part.
Uvula.
Uvula. Okay, a gardening tool.
Ooh.
How
kitchen appliance.
Pick that?
Blender.
Well, a blend.
That is a question.
Now I need a science fiction device.
Aliens.
Device.
A phaser.
That's a plot. Aliens are a plot device.
Yeah. I mean, like an invention, a construction.
A TARDIS.
I heard phaser first.
Oh, come on, TARDIS is so much better than phaser.
You can't set a TARDIS to stun.
But you can't set a phaser to 1987.
I'll try.
Now you need a singular noun.
What are you going to do in 1987?
I'm going to form Green Day.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to wait 6 years and go to Green Day.
But a singular
noun.
Cup.
Cup. Now I need another transitive verb.
Fuck.
Something. What is fuck works.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Now I need a plural noun.
Squirrels.
Those two words next to each other aren't going to go well.
This is just going to make us seem really stupid.
Yeah, this is going to be completely dumb.
What? You don't know what transitive verbs are?
Now I need a unit of time.
Millennia.
Many people are unsubbing right now.
I'm very offended that they don't know their parts of speech. Rage quit!
Now I need an insult.
the first one that came to my head was not appropriate.
I want to say chowderhead.
Chowderhead.
Not chowderhead. Chowdahead.
Yeah, that's how you pronounce like that.
Chowdahead.
Yeah, got it. Chowderhead.
All right, now I need an intense emotion.
Rage.
Arousal.
Arousal.
No, if it's intense, lust.
Okay, I'll go with lust.
I'm Alex. Mine's more intense.
Now I need an intransitive verb, a verb that does not take an object. Something
fuck.
That you... I guess fuck could work either way.
Fuck does everything.
It's every part of
fuck
speech.
Is an expletive exclamation. I know what I'm talking about. Shut your fucking face.
Sprinkle fuck out.
What is with you, intransitive whatevers?
Yeah, seriously.
Hey, I know what words mean.
You're pretty hard on it.
I know what words mean. I just don't know the words.
Yeah, but you also made this for us. You should have known how stupid we were.
I figured Alex, the journalist, would at least be able to tell the difference between a transitive and an intransitive verb.
I'm pretty sure once you said that, I looked right to Alex.
Yeah. I don't even know what a past participle is.
All right, so since we're all so angry, I need another insult.
Ryan's a jackass.
Doofus!
Doofus or jackass?
Doofus, it's funnier.
Jackass.
I like jackass.
I hate you, you doofus.
Shut up, jackass.
See, it's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he said transitive, I was like, I feel stupid. I hope they don't know what it is. Yeah,
well, we've got two more instances of transitive verbs.
I managed to make it through all of J school without having to know what a transitive verb was.
Like I said, it takes an object, so something that you do to something else, or that's an indirect object. I raped Meyer. Meyer would be the object of the verb.
Oh, rape's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good transitive verb.
So how is that different from a regular verb?
Well, like, what? if I just said,
Meyer is raped?
I run for fun. I'm not running something, I'm just running.
But
what
if you run, like, I run Meyer out of town?
Well, then you could
what if
be,
you were running to
then that would
it?
Be a transitive
I
usage.
Run a car wash to launder money from my meth dealing.
Yeah. Hmm. That's a transitive usage of the verb, but intransitive would be...
All right, let's stop boring all
of
our listeners.
He wasn't giving an example, he was
no,
just saying...
No, they're learning something right now, though.
All right, so...
We're teaching them, possibly.
We need another transitive verb, so...
Running.
household object.
Dildo.
Great minds think alike, Alex.
Gay minds think alike.
Now I need another plural noun.
Teddy bears.
Stuffed teddy bears.
Oh, well, what else would a teddy bear be?
Okay.
We go from dildos to teddy bears.
Another
everybody.
Transitive verb.
Decorate.
Decorate.
All right, go, Eric.
Yay!
We should have just pretended we knew what it meant and said a verb and hoped it was right.
Oh, cut that part out where we said we don't know what it is.
All right, I'll do that.
All the explanations.
Adjective.
Silly.
Okay, something you'd buy at the supermarket.
Ghost peppers. Tying it all together.
There you go.
And dead necromancer.
A noun? Singular.
Lightsaber.
All right. Now I need onomatopoeia.
Piff.
Mm-hmm.
Piff.
What the hell goes piff?
I don't know.
Something in a
story.
Oh,
it was in the Jetsons episode. I remember that.
And piff. The last one we need is something disgusting.
Eric.
Yay.
Eric's beard.
No, my beard is awesome. The rest
I think
of it is
we
disgusting.
Should just keep all of Eric's. Eric? So we could just keep it nice and broad.
Okay.
All right. So, I will now pass this around, and you guys can read the... Why don't you take a paragraph, then pass it to Alex.
Does it have a title?
No, it does not have a title.
All right.
We'll title
make
it
a
after.
Title.
All
the
right.
The title is The Most Amazing Day Ever.
Yeah, I would call it The Fantastic Invention.
I already right. made a title.
Okay.
No, I like the Fantastic Adventure.
I don't like you.
Yeah, well, you're gross.
All right,
no,
let's
I'm
read
disgusting.
It.
Oh.
Alright. Here's the first paragraph.
We gotta find that clip and then just keep saying, no, I'm disgusting. No, I'm disgusting. No, I'm disgusting.
Alright. In the sleepy little town of Boulder Springs, there lives a world famous inventor by the name of Dead Body McDead.
That's a pretty good name.
It's pretty good. Even though he was widely admired for his greatest invention, the automatic pencil operator, which most of us call hands, many of his neighbors thought that he was an Ed because of how much noise he made while working in his lab.
That's fair.
Some of them even threw Eds at his penis hands while passing by. good old dead body decided to solve the problem the only way he knew how. By operating his green brain.
Now, you know, I have to say, it does make sense now that he invented the automatic pencil operator because he has penis hands.
Yeah, true. There you go.
And it would be it would be very difficult to operate a pencil with penis hands.
After hours of greening so hard that his uvula hurt, he finally had the answer. He would combine a hoe with a blender in order to create the world's most efficient phaser, which would surely keep his neighbors from ruining his cup. Fucking up his squirrels. He eagerly set to work, and within only a few millennia, his creation was complete.
So, you know, by that time, him and all of his neighbors were probably dead. Or at least all of his original neighbors.
Fucking up his squirrels. Alright. Chowder heads, he shouted. Now you shall feel my lust. All of Deep Dead Body's neighbors fucked in fear.
We're mature.
There was a jackass with a phaser loose in the neighborhood. What would you do? Mothers began to running their children, while husbands quickly picked up dildos and prepared to defend their teddy bears.
I still think doofus would have been there, but oh well.
Alright, so, as Dead Body stalked down the street, decorating his neighbors one by one, a silly kid who everybody in town called Ghost Peppers stepped into the street. Arms flexed and taking careful aim, he lobbed a lightsaber right at the phaser.
That would do it.
That would do it. With a roaring piff. It exploded, killing Dead Body McDead instantly. See, he finally lived up to his name.
Now we know what goes piff. Phaser, but it's hit by a lightsaber.
Not just a piff, a roaring piff.
A roaring piff.
And showering the neighborhood with Eric. Boulder Springs had been saved.
Yeah.
Yeah. A totally different problem.
They were all covered in Eric.
Now everyone now thinks we're still so stupid.
Yeah.
Why would they even...
It's like, they don't know what transitive verbs are. Look at this stupid story.
Any listeners we got from Joe just completely now, like, we're done. You just lost so much viewers.
All right, so if you guys would like to fill in the Ragnard Lib on your own, I'll post it up in the show notes.
And we're going to take a short break so we can learn the difference between transitive and intransitive verbs.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back.
Please don't unsub.
Okay. Now, we've all studied our grammar, and I think it's time we can go take the PSATs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but I don't know. I thought that was a really good episode.
Yeah, I agree.
I enjoyed it.
I liked everything until we ate the peppers, and I didn't like that. But now I'm better. I'm 100% again, and doing okay.
I liked everything until Ryan asked us for a
transitive verb.
Yeah. Then you could just hear us not saying anything.
Yeah.
Which now that I've said that, I really regret saying. You could hear us not saying anything. And for those of you who are wondering, Ed wasn't here again because half of him had been murdered, and the other half was busy trying to both catch the killer and revive the body. So hopefully he'll be with us next time.
Hopefully.
Which is going to be a very special episode.
It's a Christmas episode.
No, it's not. No. It's a Life Day episode.
What's Life Day?
We're going to find out, aren't we?
I don't know.
Yes?
I don't like the way you guys are looking at me.
Oh.
It's creeping me out.
Don't worry, good. Meyer.
You know something I don't?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, God.
I know where you live.
I know where you live.
Okay. So, until next time, this has been another Ragnarok. You can find us on the web at www.ragnarok.com. You can send us an email at info@ragnarok.com. Of course, you can like us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/ragnarok. And you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok. You can also give us a call. Ryan, what's the number?
The number is 516-362-6373 or 516-362-NERD.
Yeah, and we did get one voicemail, which we will be playing on air once we finish the translation through the Matrix. And we hope to get more, so maybe we can do a little bit with those. So call us. Leave us messages. We want to hear from you.
Still have plenty of free comic books to give out.
Oh, yeah. So, until next time.
Oh, wait, there's one other thing we should mention. The poll is still up, and we only have 2 votes.
Oh, yeah, for the webcomic that we're going to do. So, get out there and vote. Vote early, vote often.
Meyer and Eric are tied. They're neck and neck, 1 vote each.
If I kill Eric, that means I'm in the lead again?
No, that just means that you would then have to take over Eric's comic if he wins.
Oh, God.
Yeah, sorry.
But if it helps you sway your voice, votes, I'm a better drawer than Eric.
Wait, I have to draw this if I
figured you'd be drawing it no matter what.
Son of a bitch.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
At least I wouldn't be writing it.
Well, if you killed Eric, then you would be.
Yeah. Let's
keep me alive. It's the only thing keeping me going.
I'm a better everything than Eric for having facial hair or body hair or not smelly.
Right. So until keep a watch out for ghost peppers. Make sure your Scoville units don't get too high. And I'm Alex.
I'm Meyer.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Eric.
This has been another episode of Ragnarok.
Take care, everyone.
My mouth still hurts. Thank you.